When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ellie.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to our podcast, everyone, where we talk about things that we love. How's it going?
It's going pretty great. I had a nice week. Was there anything in particular that you loved this week?
Well, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm a little envious, Ellie, because my yesterday was not so great.
Oh, come on.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
That happens.
You know,
that
my happens. Kids were nightmares dealing with some annoying work stuff.
I know.
But then I found my salvation, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about today, because it sort of doubled my mood in a good way.
So it flipped your mood. It didn't double. You were in a bad mood.
Flipped my mood. It doubled my happiness. Tripled, quadrupled my happiness.
Yes!
I got some drive-through.
Born to love.
Ellie's face, if you could see Ellie's, it's just the instant disappointment and disgust.
Oh, Scott.
When is the last time? I knew this is why I brought it up. I pulled up, rolled down my window. I ordered a Taco Bell meal number one with a Diet Pepsi. Diet Pepsi, I'm responsible, Ellie.
For what? Oh, no cows?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching my cows.
I understand. But Scott, no. In my defense, I do think you misinterpreted my look. Because it was like so many feelings at once.
It was contempt?
It was not contempt. It was nostalgia and judgment. It was judgmental nostalgia because I'm going to let you talk about why you love a drive-thru, but I just want the record to show that I am not against drive-thrus and, in fact, have a fondness for them and completely can understand why you loved it. Why don't you tell me why you loved it?
Well, first of all, one reason I loved it because I thought it would be triggering to you, which I think it was. So, I mean, I lived in New York for many years. When you're in New York, at least I didn't have a car. No drive-thrus, right?
No drive-thrus.
And then when I moved to California, it was this seductive treat.
Yes.
That it's convenient.
Yep.
And delicious.
Yep.
And cheap.
And you don't have to get out of your car.
You don't have to get out. Are you kidding? It's the easiest thing in the world.
You drive right through it.
You drive right through it. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And, and you know what? You get something accomplished while you eat. Namely, yep. Driving wherever you need to go.
Oh, wait, Scott, do you eat while you drive?
What do you think I do? Pull the car over on the side of the road and eat like some sort of monster? I sometimes do that. But most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's not quite as sad as eating in the actual restaurant. I made the mistake of eating in a McDonald's. This was a while back. This was after COVID. And I was like, I'm going to go in. Because guess what? I'd been doing some drive-thru during COVID, right?
Of course you
did. I went into the restaurant and immediately regretted it. Because I'm eating the same food. Let's face it, it's not great for you, right? It's not great for you.
Right.
But I'm not getting anything else done.
No. Oh, right. You're not driving.
I'm surrounded by other people eating that, making the same mistake as me.
Scott, what is in a number? What number meal did you get?
A number one. I got a number one. Taco Bell.
What's in that?
It was three hard shell tacos.
Oh.
They can be regular or supreme. I want to be healthy, so I did regular. I skipped the tomato. I skipped the tomatoes and the sour cream. Man.
The face.
This is the first time I'm truly disappointed this is an audio-only format because Ellie's face is painting a picture right now.
I just want to know what time of day it was. What time was it?
No. 9:30 a.m.
No, it wasn't. Scott, you can't have hard shell tacos at night. I mean, listen, no. This is a complicated, I guess, love for me because I would not go through a Taco Bell drive-thru, but I do. For me, when I think drive-thru, I think getting a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no judgment. Scott, the most important thing is that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and Taco Bell righted that wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a guilty little pleasure, a special little treat. I once talked to my doctor about, you know, just healthy eating and stuff. And you know what, you won't be shocked by this, but I was. I was like, so what about, you know, what about the drive-thru?
God.
I'm laughing at myself. And he was like, well, it's an okay occasional thing, but I wouldn't recommend it. And I was like, okay, no, that's fair. I'm not, you know, you're not supposed to do it, just only occasionally. Like, what time scale is occasional? What do you think, as a healthy person yourself, Ellie, what's a healthy increment of time that should elapse between drive-through visits?
You're asking a complicated question because if you want me to guess what the doctor said, I'm going to guess that the doctor told you once a month. I'm going to suggest from my own perspective, I think once a week is fine. I wouldn't do it, but I think for other people like you, once a week is fine.
Chubsers.
Unhealthy choices, Eckhart.
Other people like you.
Like yourself. I would say once a week. What did your doctor say?
Well, now I want to know. It was, you got it right. It was once a month. And I predicted in my head once a week, and I was like, it was going to be, it, when the doctor was like, how often do you go through?
No. Did you lie?
And I was all prepared to lie to say once a week in the same way that I lie to the dentist about flossing every day when the reality is I don't floss every day. I fly, some days.
Yeah, no.
But my actual drive-thru habits, maybe twice a week.
No, Scott. Well, you know what? In the grand scale of things, you don't smoke. You don't really drink. I'm sorry if that's a secret, but I mean, there are things to brag about. In the scheme of things, if that's your indulgence, fine. Let it happen. I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you to the core. The pediatrician for my kids.
It would be pretty great if you went to a pediatrician, if you still went to one.
Well, you know how when you go home and you still see your childhood dentist and you do that till you're like 30? I mean, I did that for...
Wait a minute. You're still going home to see your childhood dentist?
Yeah, we go out for drive-thru. No, I'm kidding. No, but listen to this. He advised my six-year-old. He's like, you don't want to be having dessert every night. He said, maybe, you know, on Sunday nights... Dessert once a week?
That's crazy.
Like, is he out of his mind? So I'm not enforcing that. That's insanity.
Well, did your kids, I don't want to get stuck on dentists, but my problem with visiting a dentist with my children is that they expose the lie. Did your kid immediately be like, we have dessert every day?
Of course.
Because my kid's dentist, he was like doing the same thing that every dentist in history has ever done. It's like, yeah, you got to brush twice a day, which we do religiously. You got to floss once a day. And he was like, do you guys floss once a day? And I jump in training my kids the way normal people should be. I was like, yeah. No, we floss every day. Both my kids immediately like, no, we don't.
That's humiliating for you.
It's humiliating. You know what's humiliating? I'm realizing now this is a sort of humiliating start to our podcast because I'm exposing myself as a fast food glutton who never flosses.
No, listen to me. We have plenty of listeners who love fast food. And I, again, want to like go on record saying I'm not against drive-thru. I was actually intrigued by what you were going to say, not horrified. I do think twice a week at the drive-thru, you should take a look at yourself. But anyway, I'm glad it turned your mood around.
Right this moment, there are probably listeners that are on the treadmill listening to us and are disgusted. They're in the Ellie camp.
Yep. Yep.
And there are others that are probably driving along enjoying a Taco Bell number one.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I salute all of you.
I salute both. And it's not about furthering divisions here. We're about unifying. So let the drive-throughers and the treadmillers come together as one and help welcome our guest today. I am so excited about this guest, Scott. I'm excited about every guest. But particularly this one. She's an old friend and a very funny woman. Her name is Kristen Schaal. And when we come back, we're going to talk to her about what she loves. You guys, welcome back to Born to Love. We are so happy to welcome our supremely talented, lovely, wonderful guest, Kristen Schaal. How are you, Kristen?
I'm so good. Thank you. And I'm really excited to be in the company of my two oldest improv buddies.
That's exactly right. Kristen, Scott, and I were all in an improv group called Big Black Car at the People's Improv Theater years and years, months and months ago, not that long ago. We're all very young. But yeah, that's how we all first met. So anyway, it's great to be back in the studio with you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us here in the studio, Kristen, just like the old days. But you're joining us. The reason is not for nostalgia, guys.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about stuff that happened a long time ago. Let's hear about the now. So Kristen, as you know, this is a show about what people were born to love, and you were born to love magic. Am I right about that?
Yeah, listen, they made me throw out something. I'm having a week of like nothing. So I said magic. I mean, I could say comedy. I do love comedy. We could talk about comedy. I love it.
No, let's talk about magic.
This is how much I love comedy, though. Just before I will switch to magic, because
I want to hear this.
Okay, so this is how much I love comedy. I just discovered Rihanna. She said she pronounces it Rihanna.
The singer.
The singer. Like, she's been in my world, right? And I know...
Wait, how? This is what I want to talk about.
Okay, so, like, I knew of her. She's around. And then I...
She played
the Super Bowl. She got even more present in my life. But, like, then I just sort of, like, went on a deep dive. You know, just listened to every song, found out how she, like, auditioned for this guy and then auditioned for Jay-Z and everything she did to get where she was and who she is. And I was like, why am I doing this now? Like, she was so big in, like, the 2011, 2013. And it's because all I cared about back then was comedy. I did not care about any music that people were throwing at you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do anything but go to, like, stand-up open mic nights and improv shows every single night of the week, like living and breathing it when I wasn't like waiting tables. In this culture is what I'm saying.
Kristen, that is so, to me, that is so, well, first of all, I'm surprised you didn't, I mean, you were born to love comedy even before that, probably since you were born. I mean, if we're going to be literal about it.
I'm not sure. I think I started loving comedy more in high school because comedy is weird for little kids. I mean, they're still figuring out how to like talk and.
Well, I mean, I do think it's weird when like children, like try to be funny. Do you know any children like that? Like sometimes my kids like try to be funny.
Yeah,
and it's weird to me.
It doesn't work.
It's not very good, right?
No,
it's almost alienating.
Well, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's, right. So I'm glad you didn't discover it till later because I doubt that any funny person. Well, I don't want to make judgments. By the way, my children are very funny, but when I feel like I just like was hypercritical of them. They're extremely funny.
Oh, you think they're listening to your podcast, Ellie?
Well, that's true.
Now they can't.
They might. Now they can't. I thought I was making something at last they could listen to from my filthy career, but no, they can't listen to this either. But you started to love comedy. And by the way, I think that's what we should talk about.
I mean, I think we should talk about that. Or we should just turn this into a quiz of things from the aughts and 2010s that you just missed.
I missed so much. The Sopranos. No idea.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When did you start waiting tables in New York? And when did you realize, oh, all I want is comedy and I can't wait to escape? Because I remember the restaurant you were waiting tables at. It was in Times Square. It was Blue something?
Yes, Bluefin. Before that, it was Planet Hollywood. Then it was Bluefin.
Okay.
I worked a lot of jobs, but that one was the one I ended on,
yeah,
which was awesome.
Awesome to end it. Awful or awesome?
I got to end it there because I won the Andy Kaufman contest and they gave me $5,000 and I walked back across the street. They gave me an oversized check, which I'm so sad I got rid of, but I walked into a Bluefin and I held up my $5,000 check and I was like, I'm not coming back. It was great.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty iconic.
Was it a celebratory moment or was it like an F you kind of moment?
No, I did it respectfully. I put my time in. It wasn't that, like that. They were all very supportive and great.
Also, I'm curious to know what did you, like, even at however old you were, 24, 27, why did you throw out that check? Like, do you remember the moment you thought, oh, I won't keep this? I would have definitely had the presence of mind to keep it. No offense.
I know. I was in my little studio apartment in New York and it was like stapled up on the wall above my closet. And then I was moving in with my boyfriend, Rich.
Hello.
And it was just that stressful moment. It happens every move where you're just like, well, I'll take it. I'll leave it. I'll leave it. I'm like, well, I'll just leave it.
I know.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have left it. What comedy were you taking in at the time? Like, when did this really crystallize for you? Was it wasn't until you came to New York or was it in college?
It was in high school because I worked at a video store. So for free, I could rent the stand-up specials.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just take home like stacks of VHS stand-up specials and watch them all.
Yeah.
Guys, we can talk about magic. I'm sorry. I love
I love hearing about this. Kristen, because I've never like sat down and talked with you about comedy? I don't think so. Have you, Scott?
No, I don't think so.
No, I mean, we were always like...
I think that we were mostly either doing comedy or drinking too much, or at least that's what I was doing.
Right?
Yeah, you were.
I mean, again, boys, those are my boys. Don't listen to old mommy's glory days. I'm talking about all the wild things we did. We weren't that wild.
There was one conversation I had with you, Ellie, where you wanted more. You didn't get an audition for probably Parks and Rec, or you were up for it, but you lost it. It was a dark moment in your life. And then you got The Office.
Yes. And then everything worked out. But Chris, when you said you wanted more, I absolutely thought you meant we were having a conversation with, I was like, I just wanted more alcohol because we were talking about drinking. Oh. And you were like, I remember, Ellie, we were sitting and and you just wanted more. And I was like, oh my gosh, what an ugly portrait. But that's much better to be so ambitious.
Oh, you weren't that big of a drinker.
No.
Yeah, you would always have like maybe one martini and then you would kind of like go home because it would hurt your dog in the morning.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, no, I always stopped at one martini.
It was really glamorous when we did the improv together in the 1920s. We were wearing our flapper dresses and our pressed hair. All of us, me too.
Yeah, that was it. But also, this is going to be maybe a sharp right turn, but I wanted to know how you know specifically that it's Rihanna. Because I've always say Rihanna. Rihanna. Rihanna?
Okay, thank you for asking. So again, I was stuck in my trailer all Saturday. They didn't get to me for this scene.
Oh,
this is why I know everything about her. She did an interview with Ellen. She loves Ellen. If you look at her through the years, she'll always accept an interview with Ellen. They're buddies. And at one point, it just comes up where Ellen's like, is it Rihanna or Rihanna? And she's like, it's whatever. I don't care. And then it turns out that it's Rihanna. But because of her accent, the way she pronounces it sounds like Rihanna, but it's Rihanna. She made it really confusing. I think we should just say Rihanna.
Yeah, no kidding. And you would think someone as famous as she, it should be pretty clear how to say her name. And but even in this discussion right now, I'm confused.
It's hard to imagine that someone as talented as she is would have to suffer the indignity of billions of people mispronouncing her name. Like,
that's exactly right, Scott.
I think I would take the fame and the billions, but it would annoy me on a daily basis.
If everyone called you Scoot.
You know, I'm not saying that she got a raw deal, but that does seem unfortunate for her. If in fact we've all been saying, like the commercials for the Super Bowl have it wrong.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's pulling her hair out and she's like, I've been pregnant and I'm doing this astonishing show flying in the air and they can't even get my damn name right.
No, I feel very sorry for her.
I do too. That's why people call her Riri. By the way, I don't mean to do this, but I did do a whole season of Last Man on Earth, like fully pregnant through all the trimesters. I don't want to compare myself to Rihanna, but she did 13 minutes.
13 minutes on a stage where I'm sure she had.
She barely moved.
Oh, she didn't move. And she was probably carted off.
I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. I just canceled myself.
No. I mean, that's nothing compared. No, we know that about you, Kristen, and we've long applauded you for stamina. And you don't like, you know, flaunt it. You're not like showing off. You're just, it's a fact.
I just did because I was imagining myself being friends with her.
I know.
I wanted to be friends with Rihanna. And Rich was like, you guys could talk about how you were both pregnant and working. And never gonna be friends with her, you guys.
You might. Where does she live? To me, people that famous, they just orbit.
I know exactly where she lives.
Oh, where?
Don't dox her. Don't dox Rihanna.
She has a place in New York, like a penthouse on the Lower East Side.
She lives on the Lower East Side. Okay.
And then she has a place in London so she can be closer to her makeup factory.
That makes sense.
I guess I love Rihanna. I guess.
Also, I'm jotting down Lower East Side and London on my notes. And I immediately wrote L-E-S, which is how we New Yorkers abbreviate it. And then I wrote London. Those are my notes so far, that Lower East Side and London, Riri's compounds.
Yeah.
I jotted down makeup factory. So she has a factory that makes makeup in London?
Scott.
Yes.
What is her line? I just know that she has one, but what is it, Kristen?
It's called Fenty. Her last name is Fenty, and it's all, she has makeup products for all different skin colors, by the way, which is finally. Ugh.
Yes, at last. Yep.
It's just nice that it's hers. And then she's made $1 billion, you guys, from it. She's a billionaire. She's got more money than Beyonce, dude. That blew my mind.
Oh, because Beyonce doesn't have a makeup line. Is that why? That's crazy to think.
She decided to do workout clothes, and that cost her the $1 billion prize.
So I have a question. First of all, how old is she?
Timeless. She's timeless.
So I think she's like in her early 30s. Yeah, she's in her early, she's got to be 30.
I remember I saw photos of her at the Met Gala, and I feel like that was when I first became aware of her like ethereal level of fame, where she wasn't quite human and she had skyrocketed. I don't know that much about her. I only know that she's uber, uber famous, orbits the Earth, sometimes lands in London or the LES. But when did she go from just being a pop singer to a billionaire orbiter or whatever you want to call it? Like this next level fame. Do you know?
Well, I think it's longevity, first of all. She hasn't put out an album in 5 years, which is becoming irritating through her fans.
Right.
I think she had that whole Chris Brown thing that was really a big deal. I mean, I knew about that. I was like, oh, that sucks. And she did this incredible interview where she talked about it in a very raw way that I think was important.
Who was the interview with?
I think it was with Diane Sawyer.
Sure.
And she just talked about what it's like to be abused and why she went back. And it's just public airing of a very private thing that I think is important for people who are being abused to hear.
Yes.
And then after that, she just sort of kept going, and she was doing lots of good collaborations with Drake that were becoming really big hits all over the world. And then she just kept doing collaborations with everybody, and she was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then she did a makeup line. And then she also has this thing where she's just like, I'm so like laid back and cool about being myself. And then that really, like, everyone caught on to that. And then she, yeah, so she goes by Riri.
Well, I have a question, Kristen. Was there a moment that tipped you? Because very recently you said you became obsessed, and it seems like you've proven that. You've really given us a full rundown. So what was it, Umbrella? That's my guess.
Okay. Yeah, well, Super Bowl, right? She played on the Super Bowl, and I watched it. We all watched it. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? All this. And then I watched, like, the sign language lady was on my feed because she was like doing the sign language and she was so animated, and those would come up like she's in my Instagram, and I'm like, God, that is fun. And then when you watch the sign language lady do it, you're like, wow, those songs are really fun and catchy. And then I was in South Africa and I had time for the first time to just sit in my trailer, and those songs were in my head, and I didn't bring a book. And the TV didn't work. I knew my lines. So I just went on my computer and I was like, let's listen to a Rihanna song, Rihanna. And then that was it. I was like, let's listen to another. Oh my God. Just videos, her videos. And then just like watching her evolve from early Rihanna to now Rihanna. And then it's just like, it's really fun to watch. And her voice and her attitude and her artistry is all just like beautiful.
Stunning.
When she was first introduced to me, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I like her voice. Like Umbrella. I was like, I don't know if I like her voice. Why is she the thing everyone's talking about?
Whoa.
And then I disregarded her and I did my comedy. Now I'm like, her voice is incredible.
There's some deep irony to falling in love with a singer despite her voice and instead because of the sign language translator. I love it.
But it can happen. I mean, I think fandom works and doesn't always follow a straight path. I think you come to admire the people you admire through any variety of ways. And so that seems to be what happened here. Also, you've inspired me to do some recon.
Oh, you are not going to be disappointed, girl.
No, that's it. And so, like, that's what I'm excited to do, because there is something so also, to me, reassuring. Guys, I'm with the re-rees all day.
As a comedy lover, Kristen, how about that one? Reassuring?
Yeah, do you approve?
Does that get a thumbs up?
Thumbs up?
It does get a thumbs up.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Can I ask a non-comedy question? So, Ellie, you decided to stay in New York City, raise your kids there. That, I've always think about you doing that.
No, Kristen, think again. Rethink that. Because, guys, because Scott, I mean, Kristen, Scoot, did you hear my joke earlier, by the way, about if Scott was as famous as Rihanna and everyone called him Scoot? I had to explain my own callback to Scoot. But anyway, Kristen, it's a conversation my husband and I have probably twice a day about where we are going to live, because I want to share something about New York City. It's hard.
Okay.
And it's also easy, and it's extremely expensive. And I just don't know. I don't know. I grew up in a suburb. We all grew up in suburbs, I think, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you, Kristen?
Well, I grew up on a farm.
So anyway, yeah. So when you say decided to stay, I wish that I were one of those people who said, yep, this is what we're doing for the next 20 years, but I'm not that person. So I don't know.
What's one thing that's hard and one thing that's easy?
One thing that's easy, I'll start with that, is just like you go outside and there's 20 playgrounds within spitting distance, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's nice.
You can always get a martini in New York City.
Any time of day. But what's hard is getting someone to deliver a piece of furniture. There's no car. You can't just haul something away. You know that, guys, as former New Yorkers. And that's not that hard.
I mean, that was definitely the thing that I most regret about living in New York is the furniture delivery.
Scott, do you remember when you and I drove a U-Haul through the sweet streets of Manhattan?
Yes, I do. We drove a U-Haul with all our stuff across one of those bridges and only found out halfway across the bridge that there were no trucks. And then we were terrified. But we made it.
Kristen, you mentioned at the beginning, like, or maybe Scoot did, but, oh, this isn't going to be like a walk down memory lane, but it has turned into a little bit of a parade of nostalgia, and I'm not apologizing for it.
No, and neither is the audience.
Kristen, we want to be mindful of your time just to wrap up.
Oh, it's over?
I'd say you definitely convinced me that close-up magic is worth your time. I mean, all those sleight of hand, pulling the scarves out of your hand, you know, guessing the cards, those mind readers.
I don't know how they do it. And I'm similarly as you. I'm just like transfixed and fascinated. And magic has long been an interest of mine. And it's great to hear why you love it so much.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's so beautiful about magic that you can connect to religion as well is there's a little bit of suspension of belief, right? There's like a faith.
Yes.
You have to like let your mind believe that it's real. And then it's really fun.
I was going to add, I think that's really liberating because you've surrendered your inclination to reason or make sense of it. And it's nice. Someone else is taking over. Magic, God.
Riri.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, Kristen, won't you stick around with us to play a very quick game that we have called Love It or Loathe It? Do you have just a couple more minutes?
I mean, I have all day, guys.
All right, great. And we're back.
We're back with more Kristen Schaal.
So, Kristen, we have a game that we like to end the show with called Love It or Loathe It. And it's very simple. We're just going to give you a couple things, and you've got to make a hard decision. Do you love it or do you loathe it? There's nothing in between.
You can hesitate, but you then have to go hard either way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if there's any equivocating, we'll be swiftly derided.
Yep.
We will ruthlessly mock you for equivocating.
I know I'm going to be good at this.
I think you're going to ace it. Okay, Kristen, love it or loathe it? Magic the Gathering, which is a card game.
Loathe it.
Hello, loathe the card.
Right answer.
What about Magic iBooks? As a magic lover, do you love or loathe Magic iBooks?
The ones where you...
Where you like unfuzz, love it.
Love it.
You gotta... They are magical.
I love those. How do they work? I'll never know. And that's the whole point, right?
I think it's because of the way that the upside down and then it comes through the eye holes.
That's it.
That sounds like science to me.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, you're mixing up science with magic and I don't know that I like it. Okay, Kristen, love it or loathe it? Gandalf.
Love it.
Dumbledore.
Love it.
Harry Houdini.
Love it.
And the greatest magician of them all, Rihanna.
Love it.
Love her, yes.
Kristen, you won. Those were all the right answers.
One of them was wrong, but we won't tell you which.
We won't tell you which one. I was at a magic store with my son and a woman. There was a bathtub in the magic store, and a woman just came in and sat in it. It's like, obviously for display, I don't know what it is, but it has something to do with magic. But she's sitting there asking to be like told to get out of the bathtub. Do you know what I mean? She was an older woman. It turns out it was Harry Houdini's bathtub.
Oh my God.
Did she disappear?
I wish, Scott. I wish.
Do you want to go in that tub now? Like yourself?
I didn't. And I also thought they should like label that so that more people don't sit in that bathtub. I thought it was interesting that they weren't featuring it.
Well, if they didn't label it, how did you know? Did you go and complain to the magic store owner and be like, that old lady sitting in the tub?
I am that person who would do that, but the cashier actually, I'm sure this is not the first time that's happened, but he was like, I don't think she should be sitting in there. And then he told the manager. I think that's why they have it set up like that. So someone goes and sits in it and then has to be told, oh, it's Harry Houdini's, you know.
The magic store is banking on people getting in the tub.
Yep. It's all part of their like weird marketing plan.
Where is this magic store, Ellie?
It's on 34th Street and it's like on the third floor.
How did they get that bathtub up there in that building?
Exactly right. I mean, a pain in the neck. Actually, it was his bathtub, so they did it with magic.
Thank you so much for coming, Kristen. It was such a delight.
Thank you, Kristen. We loved chatting magic with you. Kristen, we adore you. Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Well, guys, I'll do another one. I'll try to do a better one.
You can't top this one, but we would love to have you back.
We'll do another one. Okay. Let's do another one, then we get to talk more.
Just a quick note, this interview was recorded before the SAG strike. So take that for what you will, and our solidarity to everyone striking out there for...
A better contract.
For a better contract. Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dinkla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.